need to talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else, you can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience, or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away. Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role-play for you, fantasize with you, no fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web. And now, here she is, Dr. Susan Block.
Brothers and sisters, lovers and sinners, artists and exhibitionists, voyeurs and connoisseurs, fascists and fetishists, all you children of sex, and we are all children of sex with a capital X. Can I hear an amen? Can I hear an amen?
Women.
I want to welcome you to Dr. Susie's Speakeasy in the soul of downtown L.A. I am the Irreverend Dr. Susan Block, your servant and your mistress of the airwaves, which we are riding tonight on Radio Susie One on the World Wide Web, Worldwide Revolution, Worldwide Sexual Revelation in your hard drive. We got some juicy software for you tonight. It's fetish night at the Dr. Susan Block Show, and we are launching the Fetish Film Festival. We are featuring some amazing lords and ladies of the fetish world in Los Angeles and beyond. Artists, doms, subs, a writer. Always got to have a writer. We probably have more than one writer, but we have a special writer here tonight. But we're going to talk about fetish. First, let's define our terms. What is a fetish? Un fétiche. Ouh là là. Quelque chose français, peut-être. In a way, yes. A fetish is a thing. It could be a thing. Boot. Breast. Bra. A burqa. Or a fetish could be an activity. Watching. Being watched. Spanking and being spanked. We love that. An activity that the fetishist invests with great power, sometimes with great sexual power, religious power. Yes. Actually, that's the classic meaning of the word. It's a fetish is like a rabbit's foot or a cross, crucifix, or something you invest power into. In the classic sense, this fetishist, the person who has the fetish, objectifies and glorifies and downright deifies the object or the body part or activity or the feeling. There are kind of feeling fetishists. You can have a fetish for love, I think. You can have a fetish for money.
you can't get hard without getting paid. You can have a fetish for all kinds of things. I think it can be an object, an activity, or a feeling, or a concept. Like the fascist fetishizes power, and the terrorist fetishizes fear. And then there's the humble foot fetishist. For him or her, but usually a him, the beautiful foot is not just a foot, it's the foot of the goddess. Yes, that's why I wore these fishnets, so I could stick my toes through them. This has multiple fetishistic qualities of fishnet and toes and boot. So many different possibilities, really, for investing great erotic power in things. Things that aren't quite sex, you know. Although I think you can have a fetish, and you can have a cum fetish. You have a fetish thing in the classic craft ebbing sense. If you need it, if you're a man to get an erection, if you're a woman to get wet, maybe this is why women aren't so fetishistic in general, because, you know, we can fake it so easily. So you don't really know what our fetishes are. We don't even really know what our fetishes are. Men are much more, like, aware of what their fetishes are, because, you know, it gets hard or it doesn't. And, yeah. So we're going to talk about some things that get us hard and wet and excited mentally and physically and emotionally. Because fetish is going beyond now just that craft ebbing definition. I mean, I think a lot of people say they have a fetish even when they don't really need it. They just kind of like it. You know, all the people at fetish balls are not psychopaths. Well, maybe. Maybe not. I don't know. Maybe at the Fetish Film Festival. But we shall see, because we are going to start interviewing our fabulous guests on this subject now that you're acquainted with what fetish is.
All right.
My darling.
All the microphones,
listeners.
Because of last week's show, kind of switched around.
So we're going
to
guess which microphone is which.
Rachel.
let's find Rachel.
Talk to me, Rachel. Hello.
Okay. She's not quite Rachel yet.
Go ahead.
Again.
Rachel.
Hi, I'm Rachel.
Hi.
Kramer Bussell.
Yes. Rakalita on Twitter.
Yes.
And someone who, regular listeners to the Dr. Spock Show are very well acquainted with from our interview a few months ago. Yes. And from the fact that I just am tweeting you to death.
I have a Twitter fetish.
But this is our first time meeting. Yes, you do, don't you? What's the meaning of that?
I don't know. That's too complicated.
Do you have Twitter sex?
Not Twitter sex, but email sex.
Email sex.
Yeah. But I wouldn't say it's a fetish, just a fun activity.
Yeah. You write about all kinds of sexual activities. You have a plethora of fabulous books that are all over my radio console now and that I want you to sign before you leave.
Of course.
And I'm going to sign you mine.
Thank you.
And I'm just amazed at you have a fetish for writing and editing, obviously.
A little bit, yeah.
Yeah, or is it you have a love-hate relationship?
That's more like it. Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I like writing, but I don't know if I'd say it's different than sex. It's not, you know, it's but it is exciting. Like, it's satisfying.
Yeah. Well, it's delayed gratification.
Yes, it's like after you're done, you enjoy it, whereas sex, you enjoy it while it's happening.
Every once in a while, as a person who's a part-time writer, I have one of those times when I'm writing some erotica, I'm actually masturbating while I'm writing.
Wow.
But that's rare. Usually you're just kind of slaving. Anyway, slaving brings back to fetish. So what do you think of my definition? I mean, would you expand
upon it? I like that
it,
part about the fetish for emotions.
Yes.
That's really interesting. And it's funny, I'm into spanking, but
yes.
I don't know if I would say it's a fetish in that I don't have to have that, but I like it. Like, I would I would prefer it, but I don't necessarily know that I need to be spanked. Like, every
right.
You know.
Nowadays, because, you know, a lot of people are with fetish who may don't need it in an old-fashioned 19th-century way. But and people are expanding their sexual repertoires these days. And I think fetish helps them to do that, to expand it a little bit beyond the old in and out, the old basic missionary position, penis and vagina sex. You know, you expand it out, and then you, what do you call that? I think we're starting to call that stuff fetishes, you know, getting into shoes and spanking and all that stuff, and strutting around in your hot outfits at the fetish ball, you know. Anyway, and going to the Fetish Film Festival, and L.A., is just launching its first Fetish Film Festival, and my guest Michael Simmons is the impresario. Welcome back to Radio Susie One, Michael.
Thank you so much, Dr. Susie.
And so what about your, you must have a definition of fetish because you've got a film festival.
Well, it's really interesting about fetishes because I think you hit the nail on the head with your introduction about there are fetishes like American Indian fetishes, and then there are erotic fetishes, sexual fetishes, and I think all of us have them, and I think they have not been discovered. I think people have a plethora of them, like you suggested earlier, but they haven't been discovered. There might be a married couple in Des Moines for 30 years where he's just attracted to his wife's nylon stockings and he doesn't know. But it hasn't surfaced as a fetish. And what I wanted to do to bring this to let preempt Rod explore it and whether or not they're like name brand fetishists or they're the hidden, because I do think the gold of fetish comes out of the unknown. Mm-hmm. Out of the corners, the dark corners, when people finally sort of come out and reveal this. And I want that spirit to be embedded in the Fetish Film Festival, in the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival. And we're very open about what is a fetish, and we're sort of still exploring it. And though this may sound a little kiss-ass, but having you on board as one of the judges, because you are a preeminent sort of expert in this field.
Oh, kiss my ass. Actually, I wore an outfit that is expressly for ass kissing. You see, it's like latex tape.
Uh-huh.
You're a latex fan, aren't you, Michael, back there? This Michael back there? Yeah.
Michael Manning,
yeah,
big time.
You know, all my latex stuff is kind of falling apart. And so I found this latex tape, which is... here. It's really cool stuff. I could wrap somebody else in it later.
I love
and,
that tape.
Yeah, it's cool tape, huh? And anyway, so go on with the
Okay, now I have a personal question.
Uh-huh.
Will this table support your weight or my weight? Because someone has to crawl over it.
Oh. You know, I don't know if there's a right answer to that question. Go back to the conceptual ass-kissing, you know. And we can do the real stuff in the erotic after party.
Yeah, I'm afraid if I got on the table, it'd be a disaster film.
I'd like to. I mean, we should have a table that you could get on. That,
yeah, no.
I think we could have you get on. Maybe.
I know a guy who's into girdles and arc welding.
Yes.
And he could build a hell.
An arc.
Yeah, it's a spix. It's extraordinarily visual.
Okay.
Yeah, it's submission number 37. Anyway, but no, we wanted to be very open about fetishes because fetishes kind of fall in a category of very personal.
Speaking of personal, do you have a fetish that you wish to share with us?
Well, it's between three things. German chocolate cake.
You have a sexual or a religious like feeling about German chocolate cake?
Well, we're divorced now.
Oh.
But...
You into chocolate cake?
No, I love it. I got that from my dad.
You sound like Al Goldstein, who'd rather eat chocolate cake than get
fetish.
I love Al Goldstein. He's still with us, right? Anyway,
I think Rachel has a little bit of a cupcake fetish. She's always talking about cupcakes.
Food fetishes are big.
But, yes.
With sex, though? Do the cupcakes go with sex somehow?
Not really, but sometimes. Like
they
once
could.
In a while. Yes.
You could smear them on the body. Yes. Okay. So, okay, so you did the chocolate cake joke. Now, okay, let's get down to it.
Black girdles.
Black girdles. Black, like old-fashioned girdles or modern
yes,
girdles?
30s, 40s, 50s. Mm. Black open-bottom sheer girdles.
Really?
They
to
are,
wear them for yourself?
No, because there's nothing big enough. And I'm...
But you're the film festival director. I'm sure we can find someone to custom make you a black girdle for the film festival. I think I'm going to canvas for one.
The girl, the talk. Anyway.
Oh, we'll make it all. But you no. like to see ladies in that.
Oh.
But you must be sort of a voyeur being...
That's probably my flaw. Is a distance. And you actually have a note tonight that thing really adds up fetishism in the eroticism is the near religious aspect of it.
Yes.
Because it's like the holy of holies. It's
yes.
like it's like the Roman Catholic Church of pantyhose. You know, it's like high heels, the Church of High Heels, girdles,
yes.
panties, bras, and we can't forget the female perspective on because I'm talking all about possibly
I was just
male.
Thinking of a woman's legs parted, you know, wearing high heels and stockings, and you just kind of get this visual image of them going up like a church steeple to the spire, which
to the
takes
valley.
You to God, right?
To the
yeah.
valley of the gods,
right? Right.
Does that table support your weight?
Oh, kiss it, baby. I'm going to introduce some of my other guests before my ass gets all messy. But it's great to have you here, Michael. And
thank
it's
you.
Great to, you know, get this L.A. Fetish Film Festival going, baby. And we have here the lovely Olivia Bellefontaine.
Hello.
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 And this is her mic.
There I am.
There she is. And welcome back.
Thank you.
Yeah, you've been here. You were at the old place.
Yes, I've been.
What do you think
place.
Of the new place?
I love your new place.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Tell me more.
It has a wonderful energy about it. Right when I walked in, I could feel it, and I really like that.
I like
and
you.
And it's open and it's breezy. I like you too.
Thank you. Yeah, it's breezy, especially on a hot yes. night like tonight. You know, rubber fetishists are feeling tonight. They must be feeling very sweaty.
Yeah, I feel bad for them.
What is your fetish?
I do. I have a nylon stocking hose, silk lingerie, high heels kind of. I have fetishes in that world. I mean, it's material. It's, you know, it's feeling it.
Yes.
And all that kind of stuff. I mean, I remember, like, being 15 years old and, like, going to my mother's lingerie drawer and actually putting her lingerie on at that
yes.
age. And it excited me. And then I felt like, oh, God.
You know,
I did the same thing.
I need to wash them now.
I did the same thing.
You did. That's what the girdles thing comes from.
Yeah, from about 12 to 14, the adolescent exploration.
Yeah,
you
I
know,
mean, you know, I remember when you go through that.
As there are
kids,
a couple of moments.
Max, you
want
to do that later?
No, I did it on a laundry truck myself. I used
right,
to,
the
I
snipping
used to
of the panties on
Montclair,
a laundry
New
truck.
Montclair, New Jersey, 1957.
I thought you looked familiar.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's got a lot of fetishes, but I don't know if there are things he needs. I don't know. Not really. You don't need them. You don't need anything. Yeah, except your love. You have a fetish for me, I hope, baby. So, I think you can have a fetish for a person, I guess. Or maybe not. Maybe that is the definition of a non-fetish, is if it's a person, the whole person. Because a fetish is about objectifying and taking someone beyond humanity, kind of goddessing
Absolutely,
them up
yeah.
In some way or lording them up in some way. So, yeah. So, mistress? You're not, you're a fetish?
I'm a burlesque dancer. And, I mean, I've, you know, I love S&M, and I play much more privately now. I did the mystery. I mean, I love S&M, of course, and all that kind of stuff. And but right now, it's mostly, I mostly do burlesque dancing, and then some, I mean, I'm the face for the Fetish Film Festival.
There you are.
So
yes.
I do a little modeling there.
So you do the modeling and you get into your lingerie fetish that way. You're a little bit of an exhibitionist, at least a little bit, maybe.
Yes. No,
more
I am.
Than
I mean, I have
bit.
A lot of different.
A lot. And Michael is making a sign
a
of big of behind you. You're a big exhibitionist?
Well, I'm a big. I mean, my other interests are really more in role playing. I mean, that's what I really, really love.
Uh-huh.
And it's the whole kind of aspect of dressing up. But it's also playing a role and sexualizing that, but being something outside of yourself. That's, to me, I don't know.
What
that's
is
erotic,
one of your favorite roles to play?
Oh, I'm not even going to say that one. All of you people are
going to say it. No, no. Your favorite role is tease. I know it.
Such
your
a good
role
question.
Is tease.
Such a good question.
Well,
such
I mean,
a good question.
Where do I start?
Well, see, here we go again. If I may interject here. Personal, do you notice how all of a sudden this fetish aspect becomes so personal, people are shy about talking about it?
It's about sex. Sex is personal, but fetish actually takes it a little bit out of personal because it's like, okay, I'm going to objectify this because a shoe isn't really personal, but yet your feelings about it are. So you can kind of be in disguise about your sexuality by being into shoes, walking around looking at the shoes, you know, and going, of the play into fetishes. For instance, I'm holding here a dispenser in the shape of a shoe. For those of you just listening on radio, this is a beautiful little tape dispenser that happens to kind of match my outfit of pink and black. And it dispenses tape. It's in the shape of a shoe. And it's sold in Office Depot. And it's, I mean, who would get this but a shoe fetishist or, you know, someone who's really into shoes? I guess it could be just, you know, for a kid who's into shoes. But I see it as a fetishistic thing, and that kid will become probably a shoe fetishist later on.
I thought that was one of Max's baby shoes.
It could be, but he's not into girdles. You are.
Well, I'm going to introduce him to that later on the laundry truck.
Though he is into pink. He's real men wear
Well, that's
pink,
very right? serious, yeah. pink. You bring yeah, up the word is. Pink. That uh-huh. changes the whole tone of everything.
Yeah. Pink, pink. Pink, pink. We can't hear you, honey. Okay, that's all right. He's
probably,
censored.
Probably good.
All right, and now I have some very interesting looking guests. Master? No. You're like a puppeteer back there, and she's, no? Introduce yourself.
I'm Michael from Sex and Metal.
You're Michael, and that's it. You're not Master Michael.
No.
Michael from Sex Metal. Sex and
Sex
Metal.
Sex and Metal.
Sex and Metal. Yeah. That's. Some people have a fetish for British accents.
They do?
Yes.
I never knew that.
Probably a lot of your girlfriends.
You never know.
Yeah. Okay, so a friend or a model?
This is Caddy Compton.
Yes. I thought it was Caddy Shock.
Caddy Shack, I'll remember it.
Shack with Caddy.
Occasionally, yes. It happens.
Yeah. So, how do you get to shack up with Caddy? What's your fetish?
I'm very much into the DS and the power exchange aspect of things.
Yes.
I'm a submissive, so.
You're a submissive? You
yes.
don't switch?
I do not switch, no. No, people ask me to, but I haven't come to that point where I'm interested in doing that yet.
Okay, you think you might, come to that point at some time in life, but who knows? Maybe,
you know,
maybe not.
You never know. Not now.
So when did you discover that you were submissive?
Fortunately or unfortunately, that seems to be the role that I've always played, I suppose. And
but you've always. When's your first memory of being erotically submissive?
I had a girlfriend when I was about 14 or 15, and. Mm. And I was submissive to her. And
what did she make you do?
She's just very bossy and very sexual. So
get closer to your mic there.
Yes, I'm sorry.
There you go.
And then when I was 15 or 16, I had a boyfriend who happened to also be a dom. So it kind of just worked out that way.
What did he make you do?
The things that, you know, boys have you do.
Well, I don't
those
know.
Things.
Boys have you do all kinds of things.
They do.
I mean,
yes, they do.
Like,
and those are the things he had me do. Yes.
Well, I mean, there's the basic things, like he had you give him a blowjob.
Oh, well, certainly.
Well.
Certainly, certainly.
Let's talk about that.
Thank God.
On your knees? Sure. You. I mean, I don't usually.
No, it's the power of it as opposed
yes.
to it being about
a better
blowjob. Right.
No, because, of course, a better blowjob would involve everything you could use at your disposal.
Absolutely.
But it's the power. Is that right, Michael?
I prefer it when there's hands involved.
You do?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. But you like to just make toys for people that don't want hands involved. Not toys. Well, let's call it equipment, furniture. Excuse me.
Torture implements.
Yeah. I call everything toys.
Implements for pain
torture
and pleasure.
Torture implements. That sounds yeah. like something FBI would use.
I'm all right with that.
Yeah. Occasionally, maybe, yes.
You just mentioned the FBI.
I did just mention the FBI.
Yeah, so
and we're going to just take a little detour into politics
yeah.
for a moment. And let me just preface that
detour.
With saying that whenever we discuss fetish and bondage and discipline and BDSM, we always manage to get into politics because, after all, you know, I have before me this wonderful assemblage of individuals that are into this stuff in a consensual, sane, safe manner, right? And that's a beautiful thing. It might be controversial. There's some people that think it's weird. Okay, you know, some of us like it that they think it's weird. But nevertheless, it is very conscientious. And then there are the people out there that employ power and force in a non-consensual way. And some of them are criminals on the edge, you know, murdering people. And some of them are terrorists, you know, bombing people. And some of them work for our government. And it just so happens that I think yesterday yeah. a raid guy on of raids.
That actually
yeah.
I didn't read further the headline, but I further than the headline. Is this another mismatch? Is this
people battering
computer and the infrastructure?
They took away equipment of peace organizations that have been around a long time. The big problem with this is we understand that Obama's not in charge here.
Yeah.
We understand that there's another evil force that is working and that nobody obviously can stop. It's called the military-industrial complex.
Oh, Eisenhower
warned.
State.
That's correct.
Eisenhower warned against that.
Right.
He was a
that's
huge
right.
general in World War II.
That
and
is
he
correct.
Even mentioned that when you feed
that machine.
That was
the greatest threat.
Yeah, to the democracy.
Right.
And yes.
I have to agree with you guys. It's so.
It's really awful. And we just want to take this opportunity to broadcast our support for our brothers and sisters
right.
who are being investigated. I don't think any of them are in jail, but their stuff is taken. You know, their computers and one guy's
correct.
Fish tank was broken, you know, and like all their places have been ransacked. And
we are at war, and we are at war against our own citizens. And I want to warn you all, and that's all I can do from my little heart, okay, that while we have all this fun and while we're doing all of this, we Americans are under attack by secret agencies of this country. So beware. Go on, Susie.
What? Oh, yes, I was just being an exhibitionist. Can you tell? That's one of my
Well, there is
fetishes.
One kind of raid, though, that I am in support of. That's the panty raid.
Ah, oh, okay. I was thinking about bugs for some reason. Yeah, no, yeah. Panty raid. Yeah, I think my panties have been raided.
Can that table support your weight?
Oh, I had people tweeting me tonight that they wanted to win the panties of my guests. I don't know if...
I'm ready.
Never mind.
Because it's sweaty tonight, I think. I don't know. Maybe if that person that was tweeting me, who's one of these people that doesn't have an avatar and has a name, lover or something, porn star fan, yeah, you call in and you'll win some panties. I think you will win some panties if you call in and answer correctly.
Or my underwear.
Or I didn't say whose panties.
Max, you promise.
I have Johnny Walker underwear, man.
Yeah.
Max, okay. You promise those to me. What's going on here? Laundry truck, brother, laundry truck.
So, Rachel, well,
yes.
Rachel's giggling.
Rachel's giggling. Well, that's okay. Do you have a giggle fetish?
Well, a giggle.
Yeah, thank you. Giggle fetish. I'm big on giggle fetish.
Rachel writes all these books.
I know. I was just going to ask Rachel about, you know, your overview of fetish in the world of people who read erotica, because you must know what they like.
It's hard to say, because I feel like there, you could eroticize anything, just like you could fetishize anything.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think for an erotica story to work, you know, you don't have to have that fetish to enjoy reading about someone else having that fetish.
So, but what are your best-selling books? That must tell
spanking.
You. Spanking.
Spanking.
Okay.
The big fetish.
But,
yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I've done 4 books about spanking, and I think we're going to do another one because people love to
love
read about spanking.
You know, and it's funny. I mean, I love spanking, and
I love spanking too.
I don't know.
It's good for me.
You've done some amazing stories. The one that is unforgettable in my mind right now, I think it's in that book, is the one about the spanking machine.
Yes, I did. I was trying to think, okay, what is this missing? What don't we have? What's interesting? And I wrote about a woman who's, single, you know, needs a spanking
so bad
that she buys a spanking machine.
Awesome.
Buys a fetish.
Yeah.
You know, paying for it, and you really
don't care about involved so much, so you don't even, you know, that
it's called doing. I kind of have a dishwasher fetish. It's not really sexual, but it was inspired by, I wash someone's dishes who I was sleeping with, and he wasn't there, and then he came home, and the dishes were washed. And
yeah.
Well, hold on. I have an erection.
Yeah. You'd like someone to do your dishes.
No, so, okay, so that, I got to...
But it is sexy, I think, if it's someone you're into and you're, like, washing the food that they ate. I don't know. To me.
To do the dishes.
I have
to do the dishes.
Here? I have a little spin on that, all right? So I move into her apartment.
Oh.
Okay?
He loves to tell this story, because I do not have a fetish for doing the dishes, which is why I would like you to move in.
I move into the apartment, and I'm there a few days, and I notice the dishes are, like,
piling up.
And so I said, well, maybe I should do the dishes. And Susan said, oh, no, I'll do the dishes. So I thought, oh, that's very nice. This is great. She's going to do dishes. I don't have to do this. So a few minutes pass by, and she comes out of the kitchen. She goes, okay, the dishes are done. I said, wow, okay, great. Fabulous.
He loves
so
to tell this story.
I go into the kitchen. And the pile of dishes is covered with a towel and sprayed with perfume.
The maid was coming in the next morning.
The perfume, that's great.
So how's that? Okay.
My friend puts hers in the fridge. Her fridge is empty.
That's not a bad idea.
And she puts hers in the fridge.
I dated a woman a year ago that when she would fry something like bacon in a pan, and she didn't. Oh. She actually put it in the freezer till she felt like walking.
In the freezer.
She opened her freezer, and the pan's in there frozen.
Oh,
this is a story.
And you were like,
I said, what is with this? She goes, well, I'm gonna wash them. I got an erection.
Well, I got a feed Mac that grew my hand more often. clean
Dr. Susie.
But there's like the house cleaning fetish, like the sexy maids, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I think there is a connection.
Definitely. I mean,
there's
cleaning. Yeah. But I mean, not all the people that have that house cleaning fetish really clean well. Because I've had some maids, like sissy maids, that get all dressed up and come over and say, I'm going to clean your place. And they don't clean anything. They just kind of...
The bottom line, it's got to be clean, no matter what the fetish is.
I clean very, very well.
Do you?
I do.
Oh, really? And you dress like that while you're cleaning?
Generally, yes.
You look great. Look at your cute little body. Isn't that awesome? And you're on a leash? Now, you're a submissive, but are you owned by someone tonight?
Currently, I'm unowned.
You're unowned. How does that work? I mean, does that mean someone could, like, take possession of you?
Well, I suppose if I were interested in, someone taking possession of me, then yes.
Caddy, could you raise your right hand, please?
You're going to get her to testify?
She is. Was that Michael talking to me?
She's raising her right hand.
I'm going to swear her in into your kitchen area. Gosh. I think she'd be a great benefit.
Oh, I see. Yes. I didn't know, because we don't usually swear people in, but I think we'll start that.
We either need a Bible or a copy of her book. So.
Yeah. I have the Ten Commandments of Pleasure here. So.
Oh,
or the Spanking Book, I guess. I mean,
we could use these
books as Bibles, absolutely.
Well, you're kind of useless if you can't do the job properly. I mean,
and
you're set to have a service that you're providing. So.
Right, right. And they're different, like, to provide service. Some just like to have things done to them. Some like us.
I have a bono, and some like to have something done to more.
Or not. You're submissive. You like for someone.
I do things.
Okay. And you're so good that you don't need to get a spanking because you're too good.
That is not true. I've seen her purposely mess up to get that spanking.
That's not true.
I've seen grease stains on dishes in a desperate attempt to be spanked.
No, I do not like to be punished. I like to be spanked, but not in a fit of punishment. It kills me to be punished.
Oh, so. You just like to be spanked for fun.
Yeah, I enjoy being spanked because someone's playing with me, but not because I need to be disciplined. That's,
aww,
you know, that's hard when you know that you failed.
Uh-huh. And do you like to be spanked with a whip or a paddle or a hand?
Yes.
Okay.
Can this table support Caddy's weight?
Well, I think probably. No, I don't know. You know, we're going to be doing, you could go right here on your hands and knees, or you could actually just go like this and get a little something. There.
Caddy, right. I think that's your cue.
Do you want to get a spanking?
Thank you, Michael. You're so good to me. I
yeah?
Well, I'm a born director. I can't help it. You know,
right.
I mean,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Actually, I don't even know if you need to take the headphones off. You could just go around, right? And you've got this great leash, but nobody's holding it. Okay. Okay. So now...
You take directions
now,
so well.
Who's going to spank her?
I like the uniform.
Yeah?
We're getting some tools brought over.
Tools? Oh, okay, awesome.
Implements.
We're going to get some tools.
Tools. Excellent. Now, you have a story that you're going to be reading for us in a little bit about spanking with a belt tool, I guess, of spanking, right?
I think they're all authentic, no?
Well, it just feels like, you know, before spanking became fetishy, people belts, you know, like slaves, kind of incorrect in a way. Like, this, you're not going to use this on someone non-consensual, but you imagine maybe a belt could be used that way. And, of course, in your story, it's very consensual, and we hope it's always consensual, but the belt does have that connotation of somehow it's... It's also got that connotation of passion, like, I'm going to rip it out of the belt loops and wallop you, you know. Even if my pants fall down. Okay.
Now we have
implements.
Wow.
Ooh,
those tools. Tools of fetish.
Tools
That's
of
very,
fetish.
Very impressive.
And what do we have here? Tell it on the microphone, please. Can you just... Somebody should speak.
Can we... Let me
let's
put
have
it
a speaker.
Okay.
Hello.
Yeah, go ahead. You're on.
Yeah,
Hi. Joylin?
Jolien.
Julien.
It's easier in French, Jolion.
Jolion. Jolion. Absolument. Okay. Qu'est-ce que c'est?
Hello. How are you?
Bonjour.
Bonsoir.
Oui.
Très bien.
Okay. Bienvenue.
Oui, oui.
Okay. So.
That's about all you get out of me in the
that's
French.
That's all you get out of me, too. Okay. So now, ligotage is another one. That actually is French for bondage. And fessé is spanking in French. You're getting a little bit more out of me, aren't you? And the joy of spanking, by the way, is joie de la fessée. All right. So what is this item
well,
we have here?
This is a new product we just made today, actually. It's a very unforgiving, I would say, dragon's tail whip flogger slash whatever you want to name it. I don't know. We haven't really named it yet, so.
It's a flogger. Can I feel? Can I have a little... Oh, look, it's like a big piece of strip of not heavy leather. It does seem like it could be a little painful.
It's very unforgiving.
Oh, and look at this thing. This is very glorious. This is nasty looking. This looks like it belongs to a sinner. Very demonic looking with the
Saint
pointy
or a sinner.
Thing. And you could do things with the pointy part, I guess. You could use it to penetrate if you want.
Ouch.
Well, I don't know. It might be ouch. All right. So now, you're the expert, or do you? I don't know exactly how to use this.
I don't think you're going to have enough room there, Susie.
No.
No.
This might be.
Over here. Let's bring them over here. Let's bring them out in the center.
Okay.
Let's go to the center.
Right.
Over here.
Here we go.
There. We can all look and
yes,
watch.
Yes, we can
see.
All look. Okay, and let's watch a little bit of demonstration of. And what do we call this? Is there a special name? Special name for this flogger?
Lucky.
Lucky. Okay, this is Lucky in action. Michael is wielding Lucky. Handmade. Whoa, what a sound. Ooh, yowl. Oh, yes. Nice little bottom getting whacked. Whoa. Wah! There it goes, against those rear quarters.
It works.
Wow. All right. Let's hear it. Julian and Michael's.
Well, fabulous. That was great.
Very professional.
As
very
well
professional.
As the lovely sub, Caddy. Caddy. Are you okay, Caddy? We want to know if you're okay.
I'm excellent.
You're
great.
Excellent.
Yes.
Okay, better than before.
That's gotta go
I'm better
in.
Than before.
Better than a trip to the spa.
That's right.
What does it do for you? Does it actually get endorphins going?
I should hope so.
I mean, but you just experienced it.
Yeah, no, it's good. It's
yeah,
good.
Do you feel exhilarated?
Or I do.
Do you feel beaten down?
No, not yet. No. Not yet. They can beat me down. Oh, I know they can. So far, so good.
Well, we're going to see another implement shortly, but I'd like to hear a little reading from Rachel from her belt-whacking story that is from her new book.
Orgasmic. I was going to say before, this book is called Orgasmic, and it's 25 different kinds of orgasms, and some of them I think you could think of as fetishes. There's one called Chemistry, which I definitely did not write because I don't know anything about chemistry.
Was that 23 orgasms?
25.
25, okay.
So there's 25 stories, 25 different takes on orgasm, female orgasm. Someone is into chemistry, and I thought that was really...
Into chemistry as a fetish?
Chemistry as the science. Well, in the story, they're like turned on by being in a chemistry lab and all that stuff.
Oh.
And I associate chemistry with like getting almost failing in high school, but, you know,
well,
different strokes.
You could be spanked for that. Before you start reading, Nori, can you get me a refill on the water, please? And before you start reading, I should also offer my guest, if you like, a drink of agua leaf liqueur.
Oh.
Who would like... I'm going to pour them. Yes, yes, it's a liqueur. Okay, I mean, looking at without... Answer it to the mic, though. Would you like to try some?
Yes. Yes. Yes.
What are you pointing? Oh, the
please.
Glass here.
Yes.
Yes, okay. All right, so very good. And so now we are going to hear a reading by Rachel Kramer Bussell.
Okay, how long do you want me to read? Or just you'll signal when it's too much?
Really? Oh, don't give
don't
me
know.
That. I mean, he's, I guess
okay.
This is practice for me to be
know.
A judge. that's
yes,
really putting
yes.
me on
yes.
the spot. Okay,
I'll keep going. You keep
Rachel,
giving me a
have
signal.
You thought about Rachel? You have you thought about visualizing or putting to video or film
I
your
not,
for the Los Angeles
I'm,
Fetish
I'm
Film
I'm
Festival?
I'm not a very. I like. I'm a voyeur. Like I like watching things. I'm just not to conceive of that.
That means you're a gifted director.
But I.
A voyeur,
okay.
Gifted director.
Okay, sure.
No,
you can
I'll bring
film
in William
one of your
Morris.
Stories.
Yeah.
I'm having someone actually like there's a bondage story that I wrote. They're gonna photograph. They're gonna have people sort of do that, but in photography.
I think we need to talk after the show.
Absolutely. Sure. I mean, I think it'd be great to cinematize some of these.
That'd be
stories.
Fascinating. Mm-hmm. I just
yeah.
Don't
I'm at the Ramada Inn in Venice.
I'm a producer, lady. I'm in Hollywood. No, it isn't that. Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, here we go.
This is called Belted. You never know the belt is there by looking at him. It's lost between his shirt and his pants, tucked away, hidden, pulling close, serving a dual purpose. You'd never know it's there unless he made a point of showing you. And he does, often, a hand resting there as a reminder in public, an intimation of what will happen in private. You have no idea how many other girls he makes a point of showing it to, but the reason you keep returning is that when you're with him, you don't care about the other girls. There could be hundreds. He looks like he does all girls soft weather around his hand. Let yourself believe you. This is that's been you strike you. In college, who had you bend over, skirt around your ankles, camera flashing and belt lashing against your skin, before plunging his oversized cock into your unprepared ass. He was all flash and no finesse. Your lover is the opposite, or rather flash and finesse mixed together in a dizzying way, with plenty of substance to back them up. He holds the belt like it belongs in his hand, like it's an extension of him. He tells you that he thinks about you every day when he loops it through his pants, when he touches the cool metal buckle. Alone in some room or another, your body reacts before you have time to consider its wisdom when you see him reaching for the buckle. After all, you know from experience that could mean anything. He's giving you his cock to suck. He's going to shackle your arms behind your back. He's going to pull your hair hard and slap your face until you cry. He's going to beat you until your skin is heated from the outside in. All of these are possibilities, and all of these bring you pleasure, but you hope it's the latter. The belt is able to speak in ways that even the both of you, wordsmiths by trade, cannot always do. The belt is not a toy for foreplay, but a separate part of your sex life, one that may appear at any moment. Its presence lurks while you casually sip your drinks at the bar, hidden but powerful. Your fingers are itching to stroke it, if only so they can be slapped away. You never know if he will bring it out, how he will use it, how much of the belt and himself he will give you. You try not to be greedy, but you hope it'll be a moment like this. You're sore from having his cock inside you, from him holding you down, from his hand crushing your neck. Sore in a good way, so you almost don't even miss the belt. Almost. You never have much time, can never stay overnight, so you learn to take what you can get. Have to leave, the love will fade your life when he reaches for the belt from the floor. Turn over, he tells you, and you roll your pale backside before him. You're away from him, sunk in the softness of the pillow, freshly washed hair now tussled and messy. The tip of the belt rests against your newly shaved lips as you hear the words, spread your legs. You do, because you always do, because this is what your relationship is about. He orders, you obey, and you both like it like that. Your hands instinctively curl around the pillow, long nails digging into the cotton and feathers as you wait. The belt strikes the air and you shiver, feeling a breeze that may be a phantom one or may be very, very real. The next sound you hear coincides with the strike of the belt on your cheeks, both of them, a slice that takes a moment to process before you say the words almost automatically, thank you. There's never a you're welcome, or rather, not a verbal one. It's implied by the next stinging strike, by the fact that you're deemed worthy at all. He doesn't talk then, is almost solemn as you wait for it to be over with equal parts dread and glee. But those kind of smacks aren't what make you come. No, that's saved for when he makes you cry. You turn over and open your eyes for a moment to look at him, hovering over you. You marvel that you can feel so close when he's not touching you with his body at all. The belt is capable of magic. You start to shiver once you realize what's going to happen, that the belt is not just teasing your lips with a kiss, though you pucker up when it approaches. Then the belt moves on to its real work, kissing your other set of lips harder, the equivalent of a shove you against the wall, bruising kiss. This kiss is merely an introduction, a warm-up. Coming, and even though you want it, you press your legs together involuntarily until he barks at you to... You shut your eyes because you can't watch this. Your hands are twisted, your head clear for some kinky safety. You focus and your legs open, all of you closed. It strikes there, right there. You don't quite scream. It's more of a strangled, garbled cry. Your hand automatically goes to cover the sting, to cradle yourself. You finally get a good girl.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Rachel Kramer Bussell.
There's more, too. So
and
you guys should read the book.
And that's why you should read the book. We would otherwise have had you read the whole thing.
As the director of the Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival, me and Olivia were looking at each other while you were reading that, and we thought it was sensational.
Yeah.
We read a lot of erotica. Yes. No, it's very personal, very visual.
Absolutely.
Very.
That's how all her stories are, though.
Yes. I'm being introduced to this, and we're going like, can we put these words into a visual? It was, Olivia, what did you think of that?
I loved it. I mean, and I was right there, right in
the story. You could almost
hear somebody talking like as a voiceover with the image of everything that she was
describing.
Exactly.
The feeling is it takes you into the moment. And that is the absolute golden key to make anything work, is to be brought into the moment on the most highly empathetic aspect of it.
Let's talk about the kind of juxtaposition of fetish and art, and what that is, and how that is, I guess, developing in a whole new way these days. Not that it didn't exist before. I mean, right now on my screens, we're showing one of our videos on Weimar Berlin called Weimar Love Erotic Hotzi Berlin. Just shows you, you know, the amazing, rich, artistic, fetishistic life of Weimar Berlin in the 1920s. But, you know, every era has its artistic, fetishistic kind of
Well, if
community.
I can chime in. This is just a personal observation, is that there was something, the moment porno movies became like okay, sort of a charm of dirty sex went out. And the repression of the 50s created, I think, an incredible artistic interpretation of sexuality. Then we went to the explosion of like Deep Throat, wide open sexual films and everything. And I think now there's sort of a, not a backlash, but a maturity in to a degree, and I really love to hear your perspective on this, Dr. Susie, is that we're kind of coming around the other corner, is that there's thousands and thousands of adult porno movies out there, and now people are sort of like, I don't want to use the word bored, but they're ready to get into a little bit more of a sophisticated take on human sexuality. And the more intellectual aspect, because I've read, and I don't know, I don't consider myself an expert. I'm just a practicer, and maybe another word for a masturbator. What do you think, Olivia? No, anyway.
Since you did ask me about what I do think that there's an explosion in all kinds of erotica, whether it's explicit X-rated porn, which does involve fetish. I mean, I think that the male fetish, the heterosexual male fetish for penises, I mean, all these gigantic penises in these porn movies it's fetishistic.
Well,
and
let me chime in here.
So some of the porn is kind of fetishistic, and some of it is, you know, garden variety, I guess. But we're developing, because of the internet, all these little niche, you know, to use the economic term, or niche just communities of people that are just really able to focus on what they like and focus on giving them what they like, and so there's an inverse in terms of fetish.
What I think is, pardon the pun, is an exception is pansexuality, and pansexuality is more of less a definition of like boy meets girl, but person meets person.
It's the definition of horny, because pan has those horns.
Oh, I like that. Yeah. I like that very much. And I still kind of know if that table can support your weight.
Yeah. Well, before we try that, actually, it might be good to try the agua, because then you can getting
and
up
on
tables.
I also want to introduce a very, very close associate of mine, Jimmy Broadway.
Yeah,
I want you to talk
He's
to Jimmy Broadway. Jimmy Broadway is probably my personal projection that if I went in front of the camera, that's what I would be. He runs Severe Society.
Yeah.
He's close to Mr. Ste, and I'm just going to hand it off to him.
Okay, and I met him because he was at the foot night that we had here. He's been here before.
And this what I love about this couple, they run Severe Society, and Jimmy has often had sent emails thanking his new family out in L.A. that he found his world of fetishism out here. And I've looked at all their videos, and this sounds like a pitch, but this is a real deal. This is a guy, and I want him just to take over. And if you could talk for a few minutes about his personal thing with
Dee. Where is he?
Just come on in, right here.
Okay.
You may want to get a shot of his wardrobe.
Right.
He dressed up.
Somebody told me it was rubber.
Wearing tape.
It's actually PC.
Well, whatever I'm wearing, I thought it was re. I'm not a.
Are you sharing one?
More announcement. I do have an about my relationship with Olivia in the last couple of minutes of tonight.
The worst decision of my life.
You're getting married.
Yes.
Awesome.
We're gonna announce that tonight.
Congratulations.
I'm a Universal Life Church minister.
It sounds like a cheap reality show, but it's not.
Wow. Great. Awesome.
Yes.
Get a ring. Ring is a very fetishistic item.
It's black. And it's
a black
shiny.
Ring. Beautiful. Wow. That's great. When are you going to get married?
Whenever I feel like it, that's going to be the decision maker.
Marriage is an institutionalized
fetish. I do want to note, when we were talking about it earlier, what I've been really obsessed with lately is, like, fetish in mainstream, but it's done so subtle. But you look at, like, Italian Vogue, and Ava Mendez did this beautiful, beautiful, like, spread, and where she was, like, sucking her toes in pantyhose, and then there was another woman's feet in pantyhose over her breasts. And it was so beautiful, and it was so, like, artistically done. And
French
I'm really...
Vogue, yeah.
Exactly, yeah. It's the French Vogue, the Italian Vogue. All that stuff is really what I'm really, like, obsessed with. Like, Mario Sorrenti's great, another great photographer.
And this
Ellen
is
Von Unworth is another amazing
high
one.
High aesthetics.
Exactly.
This is ultra-mainstream. This is heavy-duty publicist Madison Avenue after exploiting the fetish element of it. That's why it's exploding.
Yes.
By the absolutely. Way, we have a foot fetishist on the line. Should we talk to him? No.
Yes.
You want to talk to... Well, let's introduce... Well, first of all, say hi. Mm-hmm. Hello.
Now, you first.
I'm first. Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
This is Mr. D. Severe from Severe Society Films.
Yeah. And her husband, Jimmy
Broughton. Jimmy Broughton, right?
Correct.
Yes.
And so, that I know you. You have like...
Yes.
Call you Jimmy Broughton. Okay, I thought you were confused. But, you know, that's cool. We'll have a lot of names sometimes.
Real names.
Rachel Kramer Bussell
names.
Has three names in one. You have just three different names. Okay. But Jimmy Brock,
extremely talented artist who has the same real name as I do that he goes by. So to avoid confusion, I normally use my stage name.
And you are a director and a...
Producer, director, model performer.
Cool. And we were tweeting last night with the lovely Zoe Holloway. Somehow we got off on talking about her... doing a film that is about her going to Washington and kind of going from whore to president or something, some kind of takeoff on Victoria Woodhull's life or something like that. Victoria Woodhull was kind of a sex worker, kind of a hypnotherapist type person in the 19th century who then ran for president. Anyway, how did we get off on... Oh, I remember, because a friend of a friend got busted... because he answered an ad on Craigslist, and I was just mortified last
right.
night and tweeting about it. And he, because not only was it just an awful thing that he got busted, but he went kind of crazy. He lost his job, he was a teacher, and he lost his mind. And he's now in a psycho ward.
It's awful.
It's awful. It's just awful. And just cops seem, you know, I mean, hey, some of my best clients are cops, okay? and a few friends. Yeah, actually. But nevertheless, some are sadistic and just go over the top and are afraid of tracking down real criminals, so they go after poor little unassuming Johns. It's terrible. And go after the sex workers themselves. Anyway, who wants agua? Yes?
I'm curious to know what that is.
This is agua, coca leaf liqueur.
I've been looking at it for ages.
And okay, here's how you have to lick the salt, okay, off of a body part, okay? So this is salt. You put that on a part of your slave's body and doing it on the shoulder, okay? All right.
It's really
that's okay.
Two.
Handle for you. Mike. Are you allowed to lick? You can lick whatever you want. Wow, lick something good. Yeah, take the shirt off. Get him to take the whole shirt off. Can you take the whole shirt off?
Not the whole thing.
Not the whole thing. Can you at least unbutton the whole thing?
Can you take half of your shirt off?
You know. Well, unbutton it, you know, so we have a little expanse here, you know. You got a good chest. Unbutton it. Whoa. Oh. Yeah, there we go. Okay. Salt that chest up. That's what we call salted breast. But it's not a, you know, booby breast.
It's not a chicken breast.
No, not a chicken. Well, I was just thinking she's eating it, so. Yummy. She looks like she enjoyed it. And now here goes the agua coca leaf liqueur.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah. She needs some more.
Jeez. Yep.
Okay.
Good slave. All right.
It's quite nice.
Quite nice. All right. And Rachel, would you like some?
I'm okay.
You're okay.
I'm going to see for you.
And how about you, Olivia?
Not that much.
How about this little one? I have different levels.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine.
Is that good?
What is this?
This is called agua coca leaf liqueur, and this is the salt. No, you have to have the salt. I mean, you know, and you can lick it off of. I think anyone would be happy to have a part of their body, not your own.
No.
No? Oh, she's such a. What, you don't want to lick off anybody here?
All right.
In the bar as well?
Who wants me to lick them?
Could you reach in there, please, and grab that
hand? Not my husband, not my fiance, though, please.
Oh, yeah, here we have a volunteer. Yeah. Here.
Yeah, I'll volunteer.
Caddy would love for you to lick.
Yeah,
Caddy would love it.
Go scamper over there, you know.
Hey,
you
all right,
make it easy for her.
Take a lot looking that. I don't think you.
You clean. I know. This is what married life.
Yeah. Can I make a stick a clean?
All right.
Yeah, baby.
Oh, it's very good.
Isn't it?
Sweet. Yeah,
okay. Would you like some more? Bring you like some over there.
I'm the designated driver, but he probably wants some.
Yeah. Is this good?
Sure. Yeah. We might have to call one for me.
You're the driver. Is that a mistress or a slave thing, being the driver? I guess it could go either way. Okay, wait. We have to have the salt. Do you have the salt over there?
Oh, it's right here.
Okay, now you lick it off of your driver's body somewhere.
There we go.
Let's have a good body part here.
A good body part.
Pick a body
yeah, not
part.
The arm, please. Part. Let's do like chest or at least
like
tummy
boobs.
Or something. Yeah.
There we go.
How about showing the whole boob? Can we show
this?
The boob? Can is that possible for the webcam fans?
Because I am the mistress.
You are the mistress, right?
I am the mistress.
But mistresses are often very maternal, and their boobs
That's very true.
That's well, we have cleavage. All right, minimal cleavage. Can we have more cleavage?
About $200.
For $200? Wow. Okay, we'll advertise that on Craigslist then. I mean, on our new Craigslist. We have a new classified section.
There's a new Craigslist?
Please. Slow motion.
Yes, there is a new Craigslist. It's on drsusanblock.com.
It's called Susie's List.
Susie's List.
Go forth and lick.
There we go.
Okay. Drink it on
just
down.
In case. Yeah.
All
right. Oh, yeah, he's drinking it down. Here. All right, licking salt. It's a fetish we have here at the Dr. Susan Block Show. And who is this over here that's got a chain around her neck? Is this a representative of...
Girlfriend.
You're the girlfriend.
This is my girlfriend.
She's a good rep.
You're the actual girlfriend.
Yes.
Okay, here, come on over here. Are you submissive?
Yes.
Yes, time.
But
can you...
Hey, Mike, who is that?
That
my nephew, he lost his
I can't kid. Hear you. You have to talk into the microphone.
Not particularly.
Not particularly?
But I can be.
Okay. Well, why don't you sit in your boyfriend's lap, and I'll take submissive caddy here, and I'm going to have my salt, you know, because I need a drink, right? Okay. And who else do... And are you submitting a film for the film festival? Are you a judge also, Jimmy? Or what is your participation?
We are
we're going to help out, but we're going to submit some work as well.
Yes.
Salted. Okay. So you're going to submit work.
Yes, we will.
And you're
going to
help out. You're in on every level.
Helping out.
Awesome.
Sort of a sponsorship role.
I'm going to judge you, baby.
Ooh.
I do take bribes.
Can I say something about these two?
I like the sound of that, Dr. Susie. The Judgment Day is coming.
Judgment
Susie,
Day.
Over here, we've got a comment.
Can I get one of those drinks, too?
We have a what?
He needs
we have a comment.
Nice.
Over here.
We have a comment?
Yeah, right here. Over here, Susan.
Yes.
Here.
I would like to say something about these two here. They shot a piece of my furniture in one of their DVDs with Miss Caddy over there.
And we have an excellent piece of furniture.
Job.
Well, thank you. It's called Cage of Tears.
Yeah, it was a very good job.
Cage of Tears.
Cage of Tears, available at your local DVD store and in our videos for sale store.
Awesome. And we're going to play with this.
The little contraption over there.
This contraption.
The Taco Chip of Doom.
I'd like to say one thing.
Okay.
I've looked at a lot of Michael and Mistress D's work, Jimmy Broadway, Mistress Street, and I just saw Cage Affairs about 2 weeks ago. Something like that submitted in a 3 to 8 minute form would have an excellent chance of winning in the festival. I think if you
a
saw
chance,
Dr.
You
Susie.
Notice?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Chance. He didn't guarantee it because there's
he's
judges
not the
involved.
Judge anyway.
He's
oh,
not
no,
the
no,
judge.
I tried, will not accept this. It's over 2 feet.
I might accept it. Okay. I'm to salt the nipples of the lovely Caddy Shack. Okay. This is an item that's also made by guys.
Yes.
This is
metal.
A collar.
It's really pretty.
Oh, wow.
Okay, so. And we have some nice nipples here. Well, yeah, you've salted.
It does.
It's like total flashback.
It's art.
I just want to go over there with a dollar bill.
Right? Does that look nice? It looks a little bit, like something illegal.
Yeah. It does, really.
Or at least illicit.
Coca leaf.
Yeah.
Yes,
it is from the coca leaf, but it is perfectly legal.
We are
talking about a lot of borderline things here tonight. sex work and... powder, but everything
we
do here is completely legal. This is just agua coca leaf liqueur. You know, this is just lime powder, and we don't charge for sex. See, we're not paying her. She asked us for money to show her tits, but no, she probably just needs a little more agua. Oh, no, but she's the driver. She doesn't get any agua.
That's right.
Okay. Yeah, you sit right there. Okay. You're a little small. Stand up straight.
She's sensitive.
And you notice those panties are killing a lot of us in the audience. I feel a second place coming on, maybe a 1.5.
There's another nipple.
Was that okay?
There's one more nipple.
I'm going to do that, but I want to check on how that was.
Caddy
I'm
loves
one of those
it.
Doms that bottom from the top. You know, how do you like that? Do you want me to bite it, or do you want me to lick it more, or be softer or harder?
Her panties.
You're very sensitive. So soft.
She's wearing
so
a black
that was a little
lace
hard?
Thong. Is it a thong?
A black lace thong.
It's a thong, right?
Yeah. And what about that?
We just want to tell everybody that that's what she's wearing. Is a black lace.
Just
oh, and the collar.
And the collar.
And a collar. And this amazing collar.
What is this
and then
collar
she has these nipple rings.
That is made out of steel, mild steel and powder coated with a can of red.
I'm going
to
take this opportunity to take my shot.
It's made out of steel?
Yeah, steel, yeah.
Mm. You still have one more.
So it's all steel.
Of course. No,
it's effective.
I
should have brought the water.
Second. Yeah? Okay, are we ready? Second nipple. Soft.
I've got an erection again, thank God.
She's not used to the soft stuff.
Get up on the table. Now let's hear it for Sister Caddy.
Yay.
And her nipples. All right, do we have our caller on the line, or are we done with the show? No, we have a few more minutes.
Okay, I'd like to really go around before we
go
get
around
to the last minute.
Okay.
And find out how we can get in touch with
okay, the foot fetishist is no longer there.
How can we get in touch? Besides crawling under the table, how we can get in touch with you. So why don't we...
Well, we've got 15 minutes left.
Yeah, okay, so...
So actually, I wanted to know, do we have other guests that we should talk to before we're done here that are out there that would like to get some talk time? Yes, one is coming right up. And ooh. So are you guys in a relationship, or, I mean, like a romantic relationship?
I should call marriage a
they're married.
You're married.
We've
yeah, right.
been
wow.
married for almost 10 years, actually.
That's great. Let me see your ring. Awesome. Lovely. That's so traditional.
Yes.
Yeah, so you're traditional in some ways.
Actual married partners and... Partners in Crime.
I was actually raised Republican, which is kind of scary.
Yeah. Well, you still got the crew cut going
still
on.
You're not Republican now because you have to leave otherwise.
Well, you know, there's not that much difference anymore. I mean, right now we got the Obama administration, but if you're listening to us live, it's Obama. I mean, this show is timeless, so it will not be Obama eventually. And yet there's all kinds of war still going on. There's FBI raids. I mean, is it really that different? I guess a little.
The president, they always will be.
I talk about Civ.
Right?
I mean, the president. I don't know. Maybe I don't know Obama, but I don't feel like he ordered this FBI raid. I feel like he's just going, his hands are tied. Anyway.
Dr. Susie?
Yes.
If I have a moment, I would love to introduce someone American Fetish, the motion picture supports and sponsors. Is Exeter Miles, probably one of the hottest up-and-coming doms. And we created, and he actually created what is called The Other World, which has done numerous performances in Los Angeles. And I think Exeter wants to say a couple of things about the fetish world, the DS world.
Awesome.
And his relationship with the younger people into the scene. Exeter
Miles. Is welcome. Actually, Exeter has been at the Speakeasy before when we had our bondage broken door party, I think.
I think it was the
bondage ball. Pre-bondage ball party. And you tied up one of our friends that had, I don't think she'd ever been tied up before, Alex, and she really enjoyed it. She looked great.
Yeah, actually, it's one of the things that I absolutely love about Kinbaku is it looks beautiful.
Yes.
Not only is it used to bind, but, you know, it just looks, it's an art form.
It is, and we are talking about the intersection of fetish and art tonight, and, you know, whether it's film or erotica. I think that's what the subject is fetish art, you know, whether it's erotica or film or furniture, I guess. Yeah, fetish art, that's the name. Okay.
Well, actually, that's actually one of the things that I absolutely love, about, or what we're trying to push with The Other World, is that a lot of times when we see people performing, you know, it's just a lot of, you know, intense just pain and a lot of, you know, brutal actions. One thing we're trying to do is create a new style of fetish. When we do performances, Fetish Nation or Hell, all of our performances, we try to make it cool as possible. We do a stage performance, actually try to put a storyline, costumes. It's a lot acting, but at the same time, we try to incorporate actual BDSM with.
Yes. And so it's, now, who all is in this? This is, you're the director of this? This is like a troupe of performers.
Yes, I'm the creator, but there's actually three heads. Michael Simmons is actually one of our biggest supporters and one of our sponsors. But in all honesty, there's so many people involved. I actually brought some of the members of the troupe with me tonight.
Oh, cool. Bring them on up here. Let's have a look at them. Let's have a look at them and see if I can put salt on their
nipples.
Where's
Danny?
Yeah. You know, I have always loved the circus. I've always been like a theater person, a circus person. And this was in the days before fetish was really mainstream like I think it is now. And it seems like it's interesting how so many fetish people are kind of like circus performers or, I mean, not all. Some people are into very personal kinds of fetish like Rachel is describing in that story, you know, where it's just between two people. But there's a lot of people that are fetish performers, like burlesque fetish is a big thing, you know. And look at you all lined up like little...
Could I say something real quick?
Yes, go say.
I think the fetish community for me is very artistic. You know what I mean? It's going in that direction where it's theatre, it's art, it's people are paying a little bit more attention to it. So
well, I
think
would just
people
like
are
to
evolving
say there,
more. You
there's
know?
Different fetish communities. As a sex therapist, I talk to a lot of fetishists that are not very artistic. I mean, a lot of Republicans, people that are in the closet, you know, and they're not the least bit artistic. They need you guys to be the artists because they, you know, are like heads of conservative, you know, preachers and they reality too. Often they are very fit and they can't perform because otherwise they have to ruin their lives. People that, and that is a growing segment of the fetish community. It used to all be in the closet. Now it's coming out, and it's like a burlesque performance. So what do you all do?
Well, actually, Extra Miles, you know, I'm one of the head doms. However, I'm also a switch.
Ah.
Almost everybody in our family is a switch. We all love to take as much as receive.
Maybe I'll lick some salt off your nipples.
Ooh, very tempting offer, very tempting offer. This is actually, she is my submissive. Her stage name is Feral Kitten. She's actually well on her way to becoming a dominant.
Ah.
My apprentice right now is Lord Fowl. You know, when you say that, you know, there's so many people, so many aspects of life that people come from, this is like the perfect example, because Lord Fowl and his future submissive and practice partner, Box Cutter, they are...
Box Cutter? That's your name? Box Cutter?
She, I mean, she has a...
We should have had you on 9/11. Yeah. Interesting.
She has a very strong affinity for
this
sharp
objects. This is
going
to get you investigated. I'm sorry. Really, the FBI is after people like you. No, I mean, I'm sorry. I'm just kidding. In a way, but not really. I mean, they could take a name like, oh, Box Cutter, we got to go in there and break her fish tank. You know?
I can't have that term on the show, Susan.
Yeah, exactly. We are against box cutting.
Cut it out. No, don't say that either.
But, we're against box cutting? Well, I think we are. I mean, well, we're not against consensual. No.
What if you need to open a box?
Well, you know, right. Yeah. I mean, we're not really against box cutting. I mean, but we're. Let's just say that people have a fetishistic concept when you say box cut. As you know, you're not just calling yourself scissors. You know, okay. Part of fetish, kind of elbow brain, like going, you know, edgy. Hey, set your world. That's, I think, right?
I mentioned, fetish comes from all lots of life, and, you know, not going into specifics, but Lord Fowl and Boxcutter are actually...
Speak into the microphone.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Lord Fowl and Boxcutter are actually in the armed forces. They are active members.
In the armed forces. All right. Well, you're active? Wow. Well, you know, we're not against the people in the armed forces. We're against the war, the wars, you know, because, of course, we appreciate your serving America, and we do understand that we need to be defended, and yet we think that there's too much war going on.
We need to be defended from the government.
Yeah, and sometimes from the government, but not. I don't know if we want the military to defend us from the government. That's going to get...
Get your little hairy.
Yeah, but of course, you know, we had a military guy here a couple weeks ago who's now into fetish, Jack Hammer.
Jack Hammer was
yeah,
here.
Yeah, Jack Hammer was here.
Diazerva has also been here.
Diazerva is a is a military girl.
She was in the Marines.
She seems like that. You know, when I spanked her, she has a very spankable bottom. Yummy. Diazerva.
You have 7 minutes.
Love her.
7 minutes.
Yeah.
I think the punchline is being into a fetish is kind of like being gay. I think you either are or you aren't. It's something you're wired for, and other things turn you on or they don't. And if they turn you on, then eventually you have to kind of come to that truth for yourself, and it doesn't really matter, you know, what your other life circumstances are. It's just what gets you hot.
I would say yes, but, with a big but.
I think
because I think that there's a lot of people like myself who kind of get turned on. Like, for instance, I'm not really into rubber, but there's Rubber Necro there. She's kind of so much, and I mean, there's some crossover. You know, I don't think it's an all or nothing. For, you know, guys, it's either R. But
gas and oil reserve have any until someone else you do. I think everyone. The population of the United States is like 333 million. The world's at 6 billion. Everyone has a
fetish.
How
many fetishes is that?
That adds up to 6.7 trillion. It's like about equivalent to the deficit.
Let's talk to Our Lady of Latex.
Susan.
Rubber Necro. I know. We're talking to Rubber now. I know we got 6 minutes. That's why. Because she hasn't been on. Say hi. Say hi. Here she is. Look at her. She's wearing a new rubber outfit. Green rubber.
She's fabulous.
She
I love
is.
Her.
We love Rubber Necro.
Hi.
Hi. Look at you. You look like a rubber leprechaun. The emerald
princess.
Our Lady of Latex. Is that blue? I'm seeing green somehow, but I think that's because of the light.
No, it's like a bluish
green. Yeah, I see it's blue. Yeah, it's sort of like a turquoise. Amazing.
It's a Westboro Brown dress.
Yeah. Who made that dress?
No. I actually got it about a week ago.
from?
So, yeah. Actually, one of my friends, Nikki Sebastian, she was selling her dress, and I'm like, I got to have that dress.
Mm.
So I just bought it off of her, and I love it.
And you have a rubber fetish. At least
yes.
Every time I see you, you're in rubber.
Mm-hmm.
Almost every time. The first time I met you, you were just in a G-string.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Yeah,
it was that
just
was pretty
a G-string.
Cool. But
yeah,
I hardly
I
ever see you
fetish.
In regular. I don't know if I've seen you in regular
you
clothes.
Four.
Yeah. But anyway, we love you, Rubber Necro.
Thank you.
And we are going to wind up the show, so we need to get everybody plugging. Now the plugs, okay?
These are plugs.
Plug.
These are not, these are not plug
plugs. Away.
You're
going
to get it. Oh, damn.
All right, so.
There, get them.
All right.
Well, people,
okay.
we want artists
what?
To make to submit.
Nobody is dominant
what's
here.
What's going on?
Go on.
Well, for Los Angeles Fetish Film Festival.com.
Yeah.
You can find all the information right there. We take submissions starting October 4th through mid-November, and the party is going to be on December 4th, and there's going to be some burlesque performances there, and there's going to be the whole award show, and we're actually going to do some screenings the day before. But if you go to the Fetish Film Festival, all the information is there, and we want to see submissions. So submit and, you know, be artistic and be creative.
I love that you have to submit.
Absolutely, yeah. And it's really, well, yeah, I mean, you know, it's really not going to be a difficult process or anything, but, you know, this is going to be fun, and I really want to make this a really big event, so I hope people really get into it.
Get into it,
please,
people.
And
we'll
further
it.
On, www.severesocietyfilms.com, which has links to all the places you can buy our clips and DVDs.
All right.
Rachel. RachelKramerBustle.com. You can buy my books, watch videos, and you can also go to orgasmicbook.wordpress.com to read more about orgasmic.
Great books. Inspire your life.
And we would like to plug Sex and Metal. It's www.sexandmetal.com. And also we are the promoters for the Fetish and Fantasy Ball in Las Vegas, Halloween Ball, October 30th.
I like that. Fetish.
So everybody come play.
Did you know Fetish doesn't have a T?
A lot of things don't have a T where we come from.
Only thongs.
We have a lot of tea, though.
You drink a lot of tea, and so your words get the tea removed.
Yeah. So it's sexandmetal.com.
Yeah. That's great.
That's cute.
Okay, who needs to plug?
Who
more
needs
plugs?
To plug
you got
on.
A plug?
So sexandmetal.com is promoting
metal.
For Fetish and Fantasy.
Fetish.
And
I love
if you
it.
Use the promotional code SEXMET, you get a discount on your ticket.
Mm. But you have to pronounce the T when it's just MET.
SEXMET.
Not metal, but MET.
Sex.
Right.
Sex match.
Okay.
I just like to add that my favorite shoot ever was the one that I did with Mistress D and Jimmy Hollywood and Sex Metal. That was
you are so sweet.
The most
you
fun
are sweet little
shoot
submissive.
I've ever done. So you should look up Cage of Tears.
Fabulous. It's called Cage of Tears.
Cage of
okay.
Tears.
Do you have do you have a Twitter? Or well, actually, do you have a Twitter?
Technically, yes. I'm what? Ms. Katie Thompson.
She also
I'm
has
follow
a,
you, babe.
She's pretty crazy and some great pictures.
And you can Necro at
Renecro.com.
Severe Sutcom Weeks in Galasoma's rubber.
Hugs. I want to thank my beautiful audience, my lovely listeners and viewers and readers and worshipers and fetishists. I want you to be good. I want you to practice your fetish consensually, unlike criminals, terrorists, and certain FBI agents. I want you to make like bonobos, not baboons. Make love, not war. Make love to someone you love tonight, even if you have to use your fetishes, and even if that someone is you. I love you.
Yeah.
I have a fetish for you, baby. I hope you have a fetish for me. Yay! Talk with someone about something you can't talk about with anyone else. Okay, let's. You can talk to us. I'm Dr. Susan Block, your mistress of the airwaves, but my day job is director of the Dr. Susan Block Institute for the Erotic Arts and Sciences, specializing in sex therapy over the phone. Anytime you need to talk, whether you need serious psychotherapy or a hot phone sex experience or a combination, my world-renowned telephone sex therapists are just a phone call away.
Totally private, absolutely confidential. We listen, talk with you, advise you, role play for you, fantasize with you. No fantasy is too taboo, and help you with anything from impotence to exhibitionism, fears to desires, fetishes to marriages. For more information, call us at 213-291-9497. That's 213-291-9497 anytime you need to talk.
You're listening to Radio Suzy
Fetish. This is Olivia Bontaine, and I want you to join me and Dr. Suzy's Fetish Film into short films and videos, first prize of $1,000. You know, shoes, panties, nylons, toe cleavage, stockings. Let your imagination go wild. Submissions begin October 4th through late November, so get your private fetish on video and expose it to the world. Then join us on December 4th for the Awards Festival in Hollywood. Go to www.LosAngelesFetishFilmFestival.com for more fetish info.